USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An expert panel of advisors voted Thursday to endorse granting an emergency use authorization to the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The panel's recommendation that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh the risks for use in people 16 years and older now goes to the FDA for a final decision. The director of the National Institutes of Health says Americans could be getting vaccinated now within days. Dr. Francis Collins tells Fox News that states are ready to distribute their first shots.
The Warp Speed team is ready to start distributing this vaccine to the states, and every state has already made a plan about how they would make this allocated based upon what the priorities are. So what are the priorities? Because we don't have enough doses for everybody right now, so the initial priorities are for healthcare providers, because they're on the front lines, and also for people who are very vulnerable, that is, residents of nursing homes and assisted living.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
House GOP members are calling on the Speaker of the House to take some action on a coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Speaker of the New Hampshire House has died of COVID-19. Representative Dick Hinch passed away Wednesday from the disease, just a week after being elected Speaker of the House. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu called Hinch a tireless leader and an incredible advocate for his community, saying he will be sorely missed. Hinch represented Merrimack, New Hampshire for seven terms. He was 71. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three North Texas cities remain vulnerable while they choose police chiefs. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Fort Worth, Texas is without a police chief, one of three major North Texas cities looking for someone to lead their departments. Chief Ed Krause took over as interim chief for the fired Joel Fitzgerald in May of 2019, was sworn in as chief just last December, and announced his resignation in July. Since then, the city of Fort Worth has taken its time searching for a new chief, hiring an outside firm to wade through candidates. Six finalists have now been named. About an hour from Fort Worth, the city of Dallas is also searching for a police chief after Renee Hall resigned in September. Dallas is set to have a new chief by the end of the month. And smack dab in the center of DFW is Arlington, who just hired Colonel Al Jones, a 25-year veteran from the Baltimore County Police Department, as its new chief of police in November. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom is warning that there may not be a trade deal with the European Union by the end of the year. Boris Johnson has spent several days in Brussels trying to hammer out a deal with the EU before December 31st, when the UK is set to stop following the EU's trade rules. If no deal can be reached by the end of the year, goods coming and going between the EU and UK would begin to be subject to border checks and taxes. Johnson has said either way, Britain should prepare to change the way business is done come January 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.